What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show with Coach Lady A Cuff, Lipscomb come Bisons, my mother's alma mater here with me on the Boss Man Show. Coach, how are things up there in Nashville today, man?
It's good. Actually, it's a beautiful day, and we're still playing, so that's a good thing. And so we're looking forward to – we're going to start back practice today. We gave them Monday and Tuesday off, so we're back at it today, and I'm looking forward to that for sure.
100%, Coach. Sunday, I tell you what, man, that Allen Arena was packed, all those fans in there. So how cool to see that place packed out for you guys against North Carolina, Alabama, a tough team coached by Coach Pujol, does a heck of a job there. Just seeing the support you all had for that basketball at Lipscomb on Sunday.
Yeah, it was a special day for our school for sure. And, you know, it was a great environment. It's the way college basketball is supposed to be played when you're playing for a championship. And that's what it should look like. And we actually had one of Atlanta's finest. We had Garrison Matthews that played for Lipscomb, that plays for the Hawks. He was there sitting on the front row. We're really proud of Garrison and everything he's done. And but it was a good day for us. It was a great day for our school. You know, the exposure you get, that's a pretty good 2-hour commercial for the university and the basketball program for sure.
100%. And the campus you have is a very beautiful campus. You have on Grand and White Pike out there. It's nice high school right there. There's two. It's so much you can get at Lipscomb. And that's growing as well. So, like you said, Coach, a great commercial. Now, I'm biased. I knew about Lipscomb. My mom went there all along. So, I went to Tennessee State. So, I know all about dance with school. So, yeah. To see Lipscomb do well, man, it's really warms my heart. And Garrison, a good buddy of mine. I see at the Hawks game tonight. And I know he was there Sunday cheering. I know he was very happy when I saw him on Monday.
Yeah, well, thank you for saying that. Yeah, Lipscomb's a really special place with special people. And, you know, it's unique. We're a smaller school, but basketball, it's a big part of our culture, you know, at our school. It's a social event on our campus, and our students have been great to support us. We got a little bit of a bad break on Sunday. We're on spring break, so we had a lot of kids that had already left town, but just to have the crowd and the environment we had was a real meaningful day for everyone involved.
And coach, you've won Huntsville, your hometown. Now let's come here in 2019 after Casey went over to Belmont. Talk about the vision you had for this program and see it come to fruition through this season you had, winning that championship here at Finneyson, and just knowing that, hey, that you had a plan in 2019 and now it's coming to fruition and people believed in you at Lipscomb and in the community as well.
Yeah, it's been a kind of up and down roller coaster, like most times when you take over a new job and trying to, get a feel of the landscape. Casey did a tremendous job here, and Casey's a good friend, and I have a lot of respect for him. And obviously, Garrison was on that 2019 team they had that went to the finals of the NIT, but we lost most of the players off that team, so. We had to start trying to figure out where we wanted to go. But that first group of guys I had, they bought in with us, and we actually got to the championship game that year. And so in our first year here, and we've been to the semifinals three times and two championship games and finally won it. We lost at Kennesaw 2 years ago in a heartbreaking game, Amir's last year there. And, I thought so much of him, and I've been just that whole situation has been so sad for everyone. But they had a great team and went right down to the last minute. And then we lost to North Alabama at the buzzer last year in the tournament. So, at this level of basketball, the tournament is cruel. I mean, it's a cruel existence. And I've had good friends throughout the country that have gone into this past week with the number one seed and even won a game. It's hard. And so I'm thankful for the opportunity I've had at Lipscomb. I'm thankful for the experience. It is a special place with special people. And as happy as I was, for our team, I'm equally as excited for everyone that loves Lipscomb.
No doubt, Coach. Like I said, cause I had an interview set up with a coach today that they lost last night. So we had to cancel it because of what happened. So you're right. It's a very cruel world. It is in this level of basketball, but it also makes for the excitement as well. And getting your team to perform at the right time. And Coach, you all won 10 out of the last 11 games in the A-Sun through the tournament. So talk about the refocusing of your team and getting your team to get on the right path here. Because I know you had some tough losses early, won at home in the Queens, who you beat in the tournament, but you didn't know that streak you went on and get your guys to buy in and at the right time, have it all click at the right time for you.
Well, we've been fortunate. A lot of people don't know that we lost our starting center, Dylan Faulkner, who's actually from Calhoun, Georgia. And it was the most talented kid on our team. He's 6'9", run, jump, really, really athletic. And he was getting better and better and better. Well, he broke his foot in our fourth conference game. So we did not have him the last 17 games. And so it took us a little while to kind of reinvent ourselves on both ends of the floor because we were playing through him on offense. And then defensively, he gave us tremendous rim protection and length around the basket that's hard to simulate at our level. And so we had to figure that out. And we just want to make sure that we're in a position to, to continue to improve. I'm proud of our guys that we continue to grow and not just kind of survived. And that's hard. We've really shortened our bench. We've only playing seven guys. And so, you can't get anybody hurt, but you got to keep practicing and getting better. Excuse me.
Oh, you're fine, Coach. I understand that, Coach. And I'm asking you about that. This time of year, Coach, like I said, I don't have some guys available. There's a lot of, 5-on-0 stuff right now, a lot of individual work because you really can't go live and hit because you don't want to get anybody hurt, like you said. So how's that balance trying to stay sharp versus not getting anybody hurt even in practice?
Well, I think you have to walk right up to that line. I think, it's hard to get better if you're not going live, but you have to be smart about it. And, we talk to our guys about what live looks like. We can't have wild, reckless plays. We don't need to be diving at people's feet. And I'm sure some people say, well, we're going to do that no matter what. And that's fine. Everybody has their own philosophy. But I know this, if we lose a couple of guys, we have no chance next week. So, the first guy I ever worked for was a guy named Tony Engel. And he won a national championship at Kennesaw and at Dalton State. And he told me, he says, you can't play cowboy in Indians if you run off all the Cowboys. And you got to make sure that your guys are there on game night. And that's the most important thing. But also recognize, we got to keep getting better and keep improving. So we're going to try to marry those two, over the next week.
No, that, Coach, and having some time off, Coach, to kind of work on yourself and look at the film and kind of figure out something you need to work on to get ready for this tournament. So, and talk about that piece, Coach, having the ability just to kind of prepare and rest at your own pace for a few days and get better at working on Lipscomb. Then, can come Sunday working on your opponent, whatever that may be.
Yeah, that's a really good point. It gives us a chance to kind of recalibrate. First off, Sunday was tremendously emotional. The whole week was emotional. We clinched the regular season on the last night of the week, last night of the regular season on Wednesday, and then we're we won three games in a week, and we were really, really fortunate to beat Queens. We were down 10 with 7 minutes to go, but you know, sometimes it takes that to win a tournament. You have to have some good fortune, and we had some good fortune that night. And so we needed a couple of days off. We needed 48 hours just to kind of, okay, let's get away from all this and just, you know, and I know a lot of the guys, probably people reaching out to them and talking to them, and they need to enjoy this, but that was probably not as much just physically as emotionally, just to hit a reset. It has been for me. I'm really looking forward to going to practice today at 1 and trying to get better, but it's going to be all about us because it is unique because we have no idea who we're going to play. We know where we're going. We know how we're going to play, but the best thing about it is we know we're going and we know we're playing.
100%, Coach. That's the best thing about it, 100%. At least we know you're playing. And Coach, talk about Joe Anderson, man, tournament MVP. Had a heck of a game for you guys and really been there for you all year long and what he's meant to your team and your roster this year.
Yeah, he has been a rock star for us. I mean, the last 2 or 3 weeks, we have player of the year in the league and Jacob Ivanovic, and Jacob has been incredible all year long. But honestly, the last 3 weeks, I think Joe Anderson's been the best player in the league. His numbers are just off the charts, and he has led us, and you know, and it's really taken some pressure off of Jacob. We really lean on four guys for scoring: Joe Anderson, Jacob Ivanovic, Will Pruitt, Jossie Powell, and then Charlie Williams has really emerged as our center, as a pick and pop five that's making threes. But you know, Joe's the straw that stirs the drink. I mean, it's a guards game. I've had good teams. I've had not so good teams. I've never had a good team with bad guards. It doesn't work. And it's like trying to have a really good football team with poor quarterback play. It's not going to work. And you know, he made plays down the stretch. I mean, there was very, very little coaching. It was give him the ball and say cut him loose, and he did that. And so happy for him. He's an incredible young man.
And Coach, I love to watch Sunday how you was taking advantage of their ball screen coverage in North Alabama, just getting them in the action, getting downhill, making the right read. So talk about the importance of the offense that you run. It's kind of reminds me of kind of Christian offense, but also working in some ball screen as well to get those actions. So talk about that, just having guys be that disciplined in your schemes to win late in games, to trust it and go with it and get the right shots and win late.
Well, we're kind of a hybrid. We do a lot of different things, and we've kind of married a lot of concepts. And we ran strictly Princeton offense for a long, long, long time. And we've kind of married that with John Beilein's two guard and just some five out stuff. And I don't know we just try to get to the concept. I mean, that's what we're chasing. We always say, where's the ball and where's the five man? And that'll tell it what concept we're trying to evolve to. And I think the biggest thing is, you know, the action after the action, you know, how we set the floor. When the ball's driven, can we get to right spots? And then when we get there, can we be sound fundamentally? Can we play off 2 feet? Can we make the right decision? Can we trust simple? A lot of times you want to hit home runs this time of year. There's no home runs. We just need really, really simple, clean decisions that give us a chance to get a good shot, because the further you go into this thing, you have to earn your shots. I mean, it's going to be really high-level defense. And, you know, I've always thought really good offense can penalize good defense, but the higher level you get, your margin of error goes down, and they can outrun their mistakes. I mean, their length and their size makes it more difficult.
And, Coach, for you, talk about the A-Suns improvement as a whole, up and down the league. You know, you got teams like Queens who transitioning and doing well. West Georgia was down the road from me, and Carrollton's now in conference transitioning as well. Bellarmine came in transitioning now. Scotty's leaving, with something they got for the job. But it's a lot of different teams in this league we know that it's improving, and quality coaches. Talk about the depth of the league and how tough this league is.
It's a really, really good league, and I think there's fantastic coaches. I think there's really good players. And the thing that's probably changed the most in my 6 years here is because I've kind of been a product of seeing the portal kind of come about, and NIL and all that, is that you have an older teams. I mean, like, it's almost like the men's league. I mean, everybody's got 23, 24-year-old guys out there, and you walk out there for the tip, and there's grown men. I mean, it's older guys that have played a lot of basketball. And as a result, I think the level has gone up, and it's across the board. And the thing, too, that you're seeing at our level is a ton of parity. There's not a lot of difference in anyone. I mean, I think because of the transfer portal and, you know, the kids' ability to move freely, it creates a lot of equal level of talent. It's really hard to keep 9 or 10 really good players where you can just be dominant. Everybody's got good players because kids are going to go where they can play. And when they don't, they leave, and which that's fine. And so, but what you've done, you've created a really high competitive environment with a lot of parity, and it makes you, you just have to be on top of your game every night. I mean, you really do. And I mean, one of the reason we were actually one of the biggest reasons we're able to get the home game, the last game, the number one seed, is Bellarmine, who finished last in our league, beat Eastern Kentucky and helped us win the tiebreaker. I mean, it's, you know, Bellarmine hadn't even won a game. And so it's a tough league with really good coaching, great cities, great place to just play basketball.
100%, Coach. I tell you what, Maskis, Coach, talk about national basketball as a whole. With you, Austin Peay last year making a run, Tennessee State made a run in OVC, Tennessee Tech a little bit farther away, but MTSU, Nick Bidet was doing a great job, Mark was great at Vanderbilt. Let's talk about this, in the great basketball within the Nashville metro area right now going on in Casey as well, doing a good job at Belmont.
Yeah, it's a unique situation, you know. I mean, we start with Belmont. They're 2 miles down the road. We're one of the closest Division I rivals in the country. And it's a, you know, Casey's done a great job there. They have a long, long-term history of excellence there. And then, you know, I thought Penny did a really good job with his team at TSU. They had a lot of guys hurt, and they just kept going, got to the semifinals, and actually had a chance to get to the finals. And Mark has done a tremendous job at Vanderbilt. I'm really hoping they win today so they can get in the tournament. It looks like they're in anyhow, but that'll kind of solidify it. And then we played Middle Tennessee. I thought they were fantastic. We lost by 2 over there. And, I mean, they'll be a factor in that Conference USA tournament this week. And then, you know, Corey's done fantastic at Austin Peay, getting them to the championship game. And, you know, Tennessee Tech had a good year. It's a great basketball area. You know, one of my former assistants is Kevin Carroll. He's at Trevecca. They've had their 2 best years in 25 years since he took over there. And so – there's a lot of good basketball. Basketball matters up here. There's really, really, really good high school teams and coaching, which helps. And so it's a good place to be if you love basketball.
And, Coach, it's funny how it's got parallels as well, Coach. Your hometown Huntsville is growing like crazy. Nashville's growing like crazy. Is that means more players come in the area. So how about this growth of these cities around here that's really helping, like, Huntsville, Nashville, getting more guys coming and giving them more opportunities off the court as well for us after they get their degrees?
Yeah. Nashville's a great place to live. You know, there's a lot of people moving here for sure. And same way with Huntsville, 90 miles down the road. We still are home in Huntsville, and that was my home the majority of my life. And, you know, it's good to be in Huntsville's the same way. Basketball really matters down there. It's great high school basketball. And you're in a city that's, I mean, there's players on every street corner. I mean, that is high level talent in Georgia. And, you know, everybody goes in there and tries to get them. And really hoping Mike can win a game up here this week and Georgia can get in the tournament. And I thought that, you know, Georgia Tech was improved. They really played well at times this year and down the stretch had some big wins. So, you know, we're in a good spot. There's no secrets to this stuff. You got to have players. I mean, you can talk about all the smoke and mirrors you want, X's and O's, but the best play you have is a really good player. And it's players over plays for sure. And Sunday that showed up. But we're thankful to still be playing and excited about what's ahead.
Coach, hey, Coach, I've got to have you on the show again, Coach. I really love chatting with you at the late point. So I know my mom is cheesing right now because she's a Lipscomb Bison girl through and through. So I'm looking forward to seeing you in the bracket and advancing you and doing what our mother wants me to do, man.
Hey, thank you so much. You guys have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Be safe, man.
All right, brother. Take care.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on BS3Network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers. including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Gerald the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.